This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, April 17th. Well, getting a bit more of an updraft here in the cattle space with the June live cattle up about $1.90 yesterday. May feeders up $2.97. So continuing with that upward momentum after a pretty significant washout over the last several weeks, the market's finally caught a little bit of traction. It doesn't look like much in the bigger picture when you look at the charts and how much we've slid. But I think the market is trying to recover here, maybe come back, test the breakouts, which is still, you know, a good $4 or $5 above us. So I think there's plenty of room to the upside before we run into any major resistance. It's going to have to find some support from the cash trade, which over the last few weeks in the Fed market had been drifting lower. Feeder cattle cash has kind of been all over the place, but it's generally holding fairly strong. It's certainly much better than we were a year ago. Taking a look at the cash trade, it's quiet so far this week. Box beef values have been all over the place, so far this week. On Monday, you know, the select was down hard. Yesterday, the choice was down fairly hard. Select was recovering. So choice was down 286 yesterday on the box beef. We're sitting at 298. Select was up 130 at 293. So the spread lost 416 after gaining 451 just the previous day. So we're back down to 538 on the spread between the choice and select. Movement was 111 loads. So after a good solid day of movement on Monday of 90 loads, Tuesday you come in, which is usually, you know, in the 130 to 140 load count. Now we're at 111. So we're kind of backing off from the box beef volume. Slaughter rate yesterday, 124,000 head, so that's a good number. For the week, we're sitting at 245,000, which is 1,000 less than a week ago, and it's down 5,000 from a year ago. On the feeder cattle cash market for Monday, trading around 3,400 head, average price 240.58. So that's up 6 from Friday's trade, which included all of the direct trade for the week, but it's still down 8 from where we were on Thursday. The 7-day average was up 29 cents. We're sitting at 241.36. So at least we're getting, you know, it's going to be smoother, of course, because it's a moving average. But as you can see, the feeder cattle cash has been fairly choppy and kind of hard to feel confident about continuing this updraft when you get so much uncertainty in your cash trade. And we are getting toward the end of the window when producers are going to be buying calves for summer pasture placement. Usually it ends by early May. So you still got some time, but you know, we're looking toward the tail end of that window. And I think most of that buying was done early just on the concern about the number of calves, and rightly so. But nevertheless, cash markets will lead the way here. Seasonally, you tend to be running out of gas. You know, from a Fed cattle perspective, it looks like we've already put in that high, and that would have been mid-March. We thought that would be early April, but that's not the case. And I think that we're going to be probably working our way lower in the bigger picture. Right in front of us, I think we can get a little bit more out of this rally, but I don't look to come back and test those highs from mid-March. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.